Right now, it's time for a man who owns many pair of the most expensive slippers in the world.
I don't think so.
Because he likes to be comfortable at home when he puts together his report. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, politics, sports, and, of course, comfortable slippers. Good morning, Mr. Lynch.
And good morning, and good morning. And I am so comfortable because I had my slippers in the sun, and I just brought them in, and, oh, it's very comfy in here. Anyhow, I hope you all had a great Passover Easter. I know my family did, and we got through any discussion of things that sometimes can be disarming.
That's right.
That said, I want to get right to two things. But firstly, you know, we come off the holiday, I hope, with great feeling. And I ask that some of those good feelings and optimism, you join me in sending them with possibly your prayers to the people, the country, the Sri Lanka, and also to the children, the women and the men who are stuck at the border. This is not a political statement. This is a humane statement. So I just appreciate if you'd keep those people in your heart.
You know, Jim, you're so right, because in Sri Lanka, and by the way, they blew up another bomb yesterday that they found that was still unexploded. I think what a lot of people have to realize in this country, and that includes our president, and some people running for president on the Democratic side, is that Americans are not the only ones who face terrorism. Guess what? Muslims face terrorism, a lot of terrorism. It's something that affects everybody in the world. Just take a look at the past month, and you'll see. And this is what I think people around here and some rabid supporters of certain candidates don't understand, is that the fight against terrorism is a fight against terrorism, not individual religions or religious beliefs. And the sooner we all learn that, I think the better we're all going to be.
You're absolutely right. And without enumerating, because there's no sense in bringing back the pain, I could name so many different religions, institutions, or whatever that has been hit. The key point is for, as you're saying, I believe, come together in your heart and realize that we in America, we in the USA, are not alone. Not alone in the problems we endure. And then I think we all should be very grateful, that we are not subject to even more numerous affronts on our humanity and our lives, as many people throughout the world are. Africa is one example. This nation, Sri Lanka, actually went through 10 years of civil war. 10 years of civil war in this modern age. That said, they came out of it, got the right leadership, and now they're dealing with what we're all dealing with. So maintain a positive focus and be grateful for what you have. That said, I'd like to get to something which I think is the key to winning the election, changing the demeanor, the activities, economic and otherwise, in the government. And I think it's a way to win the election and, most importantly, improve the economy for all citizens. It goes something like this. The Democrats are dealing currently with the Trump situation, the administration, the Russians, and let me just interject before I continue. The Russian situation, the President of the United States have never admitted they've meddled. Do you understand what I just said? 15 agencies and the Mueller report has said the Russians interfered. President Trump has never admitted that. Number two, President Trump has never addressed with sanctions, hard language, whatever, threat of war, has never addressed the Russians. By the same token, this president decides he's going to take on the Venezuelan guy. He decides that he's getting out of the Iran peace treaty on nuclear, even though the Russians and the Chinese and others do not want him to get out of it. He creates all kind of adversity in his own country. I kind of cringe when I hear people say he's done so much, because I hate to get into the argument and say, yes, he's done a lot to tear down our regulations and our institutions. But let's get beyond him, because I want the Democrats to get beyond Trump, give it over to the committees, and most importantly, give it over to Robert Mueller's testimony before Congress. It's been said now, because I follow very closely those people who participated in Watergate, and it was made last night by I wish I can't remember her name right now, the lady from New York who served on that committee, and she said the idea is forget impeachment. Let's just get the information on the television screen as we did during Nixon. And people, including some of the hardliners, will go from no impeachment to understand that a crime has been committed. Get these committees working. Public hearings, Robert Mueller, takes care of itself. We have a national crisis going forward right now. It's called the inequality in our country of income, the inequality for people to be able to take care of themselves on a physical, mental basis, educate their children, put some aside for old age. So what I would suggest the Democrats get out and do and unite on one thing which has many additional trails, and it is this. Make the American people aware of the unfairness, the morale and moral inequity of the last tax cut, where someone who is very, very rich, millions of dollars, went from 25% to 21%, 35% to 21%, and they're making $5 million. Joe Doe, making $62,500, might have gotten a tax cut. Let's say he did. Maybe it was 4.5%. I think I'm being generous. What the Democrats must do is make people of all stripes understand that this was a gross, gross miscarriage of justice, giving money to the wealth, to the wealthy. What people must be told in those states that voted for Trump, that he was a champion of them, he has screwed them. He had no interest of them when it came to the tax cut. This is an economic statement for these people, not a political statement. They bought the con. They bought the con. They came into the room. They didn't know the cards were stacked. They made their bet, and they lost their behind. So the Dems have got to get out there and... The thing is, it's not tax cuts for everybody. It's specific. Get specific. Talk percentage. Talk dollars and cents. Forget airy-fairy political knowledge. The next thing is the Democrats must pledge to secure the old tax cuts, the rich go back to where they were, and give a big, big tax cut to everybody else. The less money you make, the greater the percentage of tax cut. Because if you're making $18,000 and you get a tax cut of 4%, that's peanuts. That area needs 15%. And as you get to the middle class, trying to keep everything in balance, including the budget and so forth, a minimum of a 10% decrease in taxes, the restoration of tax breaks that particularly poor and middle-class people were getting from the federal government. And finally, an assurance by the Dems that they will not allow, which has been proposed in the latest Trump budget, they will not cut into Medicare, benefits which the president has talked about. They will not allow cutbacks on services for countless citizens, the majority of the people in this country who don't have the wherewithal to take care of themselves. The Democrats must start pounding this today. They must have a coordinated effort. It must be a sales point that they can put on a blackboard and put up on television and show specifically the amounts that the general public has been screwed. I said screwed. And you can hear it right now when people are going to the drugstore, going for food, having to pay taxes when they thought the taxes would come back to them as they do every area. So again, forget going after Trump other than to go after what he has done. Use facts, not fiction. Use logic, not yelling and screaming. And would you Democrats stop signing up that you're going to run for president? You're very annoying, okay? You're very annoying. You're diluting the message. The message that most people want to hear is equality for all, government for and of the people.
I'll tell you, Jim, after listening to you, I have to say two things. And I agree with you about the messaging with Democrats. Donald Trump has done a very imaginative and successful thing. He, as a campaigner, threw out all these bold and bizarre and tear down the system ideas. He produced a tax cut, so now he can say. He produced the biggest tax cut. Doesn't matter that most of it goes to the really wealthy. He can say he met his promise to his base. He can say to his base, once again, that he is tearing down the walls of Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, it's true, but he can say that to his base. He can say to his base that I finally got some money from the military to start building my sections of the wall. So all those things that he did, he wasn't looking for outside his base. He, as a politician, looks to sustain that base and make it solid. They could care less, unfortunately, that the last two budgets in a row were $600 billion in the red. They could care less about that, his 35 to 38% of voters. As long as he delivers on those other promises. And this is where I know people are going to laugh at me and say that, oh, you're a conspiracy person. Why do you think, Jim, there's 21 Democrats running?
Well, if you include Biden.
But yeah, why do you think that there's that many, Jim? Because I can give you an answer.
Give me an answer because I don't know.
Because the Democratic National Committee does not want a progressive candidate to win. They don't want the mayor, who's not really progressive, but they don't want the mayor of Indiana. They don't want Bernie Sanders. They don't want Elizabeth Warren. They don't want Beto O'Rourke. They want Joe Biden. And the more people they put in that are from different states that can draw votes away from the progressive candidates like Bernie Sanders, even like Elizabeth Warren and Harris, the more that they can dilute those votes, they've got to keep the Democratic National Committee. They've got to keep Bernie Sanders under 1,800 delegates, because if Bernie Sanders goes in with the correct number of delegates, it's game over. If he goes in with not enough delegates, or Mayor Pete goes in with not enough delegates, the superdelegates all of a sudden come into play, and the Democratic National Committee gets to select who they want. That's why there's so many Democrats running. They are urging them to run the DNC.
Okay, let me respond immediately. I think your logic is probably right on. And one of the reasons I do is because the National Committee is headed by Tom Perez, who made this stupid, stupid, stupid decision not to have anybody go on Fox. So obviously, he is not operating in the best interest of the party and, frankly, of the country. Now, in terms of this strategy, unfortunately, and I've had this feeling for weeks now, as Biden has held off, by doing what he's doing, he's going to dilute Biden. He's going to dilute the strength of the party. People in America, and probably I am a little bit more open to a lot of things before coming down hard on them, but I think a lot of Americans are not. Americans are going to say, you Democrats, once again, cannot get your act together. Joe Biden, what do you say to 23 different people? Joe Biden, are you going to answer Mayor Pete on his specific thing? Beto on his specific thing? Kamala Harris on her specific thing? Joe Biden is not going to be allowed to get away with the gentleman come lately who's going to ride in because he's in between, and he's going to get it. I wish that Joe Biden, who I respect greatly for his service, would not run because he is going to be very, very, very disappointed. There are strong, young people who want to run and will run this country someday who are running for office. And they've got viewpoints that are articulated in a way that the American people can understand them. The American people no longer need the gloss of, oh, I'm senior and I was successful and, oh, don't worry about it. We saw with Hillary Clinton's lack of election what that means. Hillary Clinton, even with the Russians interfering, should have won by 5-6 points. Based on the behavior of the other candidate. But she didn't. And she didn't because she took the people for granted. Yes, she didn't go to Wisconsin. How in the name of God could you not go to Wisconsin? It's a presidential race. How could you not sit in Michigan and look at that dirty water and make a sort of campaign headquarters there and broadcast? That gets to the people. And by the way, the people are going to speak. They're going to be the younger people who are going to speak. They're going to be the people of color and people and women. They're going to come out in droves, and they're not going to elect for past tense. They want future positive.
It's, well, you know, you take a look at the whole hierarchy. They decided the way that, first of all, that once again, they did not expect this progressive wave to continue this year. They did not expect Bernie Sanders to hold on to all his supporters, which he has done and done more. But they do have the superdelegates in the back pocket to do what they want to do. You do know that Perez was basically put up there by the Democratic machine, and still, whether you want to believe it or not, the Clintons and people who support Hillary Clinton are still in power with the DNC.
And that's where the decision-making is coming from. And, you know, sadly, unless one, I'm not saying you, Jim, but unless one really looks at how the game is played and how the levers of power are being wielded, you're not going to understand from what you're seeing on TV what's going on. You really need to, remember that great line from Tootsie, how about Cleveland? You need to back up far to see all of the machinations, and you have to understand that it's a machine. And, you know, You have to play the hand you're dealt. One has to play the hand one is dealt. I'm not saying that that's good. I'm just saying that it is.
Well, I don't care what's good or bad, to be frank with you, in terms of philosophies, as long as it's not a negative philosophy dedicated to hurting our country. I want to say, this is why I love AOC, okay? Why? She's brilliant. Well-educated, hard worker, guts personified, young and fresh. Katie Moore, who took on Jamie Dimon in the House, telling him, hey, Mr. Diamond, you made $31 million last year. I have a woman in your organization made $33 million after tax, $29 million after all the expenses, and she had them on a chart. Bingo. I'm down $500. I'm out $500. I can't cover the $500. Jamie Dimon had no answer. He was flabbergasted. Of course he had no answer.
What about Bob Iger?
Wait a minute. That's where the Democratic Party is. What is your answer? And going out and taking this target, Trump, which is an easy target, doesn't get American citizens anywhere. And I'm hearing this more and more and more and more. Rather than fighting over Trump at the Easter table, we fought over these politicians and the greed and $24 million for Mitch McConnell earned during the time he was in the Senate. He started out, I think, with $600,000. The stuff we need to eat lunch. We need to get these people.
We have about a minute left. What did you want to say there, Jill?
No, I just wanted to just remind everybody about Bob Iger's annual salary.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Jill.
I just wanted to remind everybody about Bob Iger's annual salary, which is $65 or $66 million.
Oh, yeah, Bob Iger, $65 million. A lady from the Disney family came out and said, I like Bob Iger. I'm a stockholder. I'm a Disney. However, this is atrocious. This has got to stop. $65 million. He doesn't run the parks. He doesn't run the production of these movies. Come on. We have got to get with it and get rid of these ideas, socialist BS. It's for and of the people. Read the Constitution. Look up some quotes from Thomas Paine, Abraham Lincoln. See how this government was founded. It wasn't founded on corporate interests with lobbyists sucking the hind tit of every major corporation in the world.
And with
that said, I'm
happy you had a good holiday.
I had a terrific holiday.
Thank you.
For a good holiday, I'm a beast. I love you all very much, and I love this country. Take care of yourself.
Okay.
And pay attention. Goodbye.
All right, Jim, take care. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can catch Jim on demand, robinhoodradio.com.